From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There were scattered attacks across Iraq today as the country prepares for this weekend's elections. In Baghdad, roadside bombs killed four American soldiers. Another was killed during a shootout with insurgents. Iraqi police also came under fire. Four were killed when a suicide car bomber struck a checkpoint in the capital. And around the country, polling places in six major cities were reportedly attacked. Despite the violence, Sunday's vote will go ahead, as NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
A seller of cooking gas canisters was doing brisk business this afternoon as Iraqis scrambled to stock up and get home in time for the curfew, which has been extended from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. For the next 3 days, all non-official traffic will be restricted, the borders and airports closed, and travel between provinces banned. At the Al Barata Mosque, Sheikh Jalal al-Din al-Sagir urged the assembled Shia to overcome their fears and vote. He said there are only hours left before Iraq sees a new dawn. After years of oppression, Iraq's majority Shia believe power is within their reach, and many in the congregation wept. The ballot consists of a dizzying array of 111 contenders, everyone from a popular team's party, featuring a prominent soccer player, to a bloc led by the current prime minister. Voters will choose one slate, and the 275 seats in the National Assembly will be assigned to each party's list roughly in proportion to the number of votes it receives. But most candidates' names are not public because of threats and assassinations, leaving voters in the dark about who they're actually choosing. When asked what number she was on her party's list, the agriculture minister wasn't sure she should answer.
I don't think we are announcing the names of the list. And right. I believe it's for security reasons. The commission is not announcing the names now.
54-year-old Khalid Hamid, a Sunni, is disgusted with the process. He will not cast a ballot.
The U.S., which is occupying Iraq, wants to have quick elections to show it has achieved its agenda. They should give people a chance to get to know the political trends in the country.
The big question in Sunday's vote is how many Sunni Muslims will defy the insurgents. Their numbers will affect the credibility of the outcome. This policeman, a Sunni, does plan to vote, saying it's for the benefit of all Iraq. He mans one of the many checkpoints in Baghdad where movement is already extremely limited. Iraqi security forces have been promised a bonus if they stay on the job. American troops have stepped up and expanded their patrols, though the U.S. military insists Iraqi forces are taking the lead. Iraq's Electoral Commission has recruited 6,000 poll workers around the country. Polling places are supposed to operate even in insurgent hotspots. But in Mosul, terrified poll workers recently quit their jobs. TV ads offer four times the average national wage as the government races to hire new ones. The elections will be monitored by representatives of the political parties as well as thousands of Iraqi civilians. But foreign countries and international organizations have mustered only a single accredited observer, and she's expected to remain in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. A final tally is not expected for a week to 10 days. The National Assembly will then meet to elect a presidency council with a two-thirds majority. This three-man team will then select the prime minister. That, according to U.S. Embassy spokesman Bob Callahan, is when the horse trading will really begin.
Because to get a two-thirds supermajority, obviously, no one party is going to come close to that. And they're going to have to make deals with other parties to get it.
Today's violence underscores the risks voters will be taking, but for all the problems, Electoral Commission spokesman Farid Iyer is confident the elections will take place.
I think we are ready to go on at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
This vote will produce a transition government to remain in office for only 11 months. Its role is to write a constitution. There will be a national referendum in October, and if it passes, the country will go to the polls again next December to elect a constitutional government. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.